But I never been to Monica's Vega, except for the Stonewall in New York years ago. That was way before this one. Yeah, this is 69. I was a go-go boy the night it was rated.
Boy?
I don't remember too much about it, but I was a go-go boy. We used to wear flesh-colored bikinis. And back then, they had like color wheels on us and psychedelic lighting on us. And this is really, but there was like, I think, 4 or 6 of us. And we used to dance. We had boxes behind the bar, different areas. And they had the color wheels on us. And the night they raided us, you know, we naturally all got out on Christopher Street. And I'm standing out there in a flesh-colored bikini. And then one of the guys who was in the club gave me his coat to put on. That looked really ridiculous. I was naked with a coat on. And then I do remember the next night when it reopened, they opened it back up the next night as a juice bar. And that was a trip. It was really scary because they were taking signs that were on the street and garbage in the street and just throwing stuff. And they were taking like hard pieces of refrigerator boxes, stuff out of the trash, and put it up in front of buses so the buses couldn't move and rock. And I couldn't understand why all that was going on. I was out on the street. You couldn't see that much because there were so many people on the street and there was so much happening that you were like, you couldn't believe it was happening. It happened. So fast. It happened so fast. But it just happened so fast. I would, and being in the club and just rushing to get out because I was so, they would take me to jail because I was so underage. See, think about when I was in drag and going to the clubs, I looked older. When I was in drag, I looked older, but it was a boy. And I was a very frail, blonde-haired boy, very young woman. I had 2 friends that just said, come on, let's go, and we just pushed our way out and got over to Beaker and went right down and left. I was afraid I was going to get hurt. It was